I just want to give a very brief message. And there are some verses in Acts chapter 13. And you'll see why when you turn to them that I just want to draw our attention to this evening. Acts chapter 13. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manion, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them." Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now, when they had gone through the island to Paphos, and then it goes on to talk about something else that happened on Cyprus. So, Alice, you're not the first one, by far, to take the good news of Jesus Christ to the island of Cyprus. It was on his first missionary journey that the Apostle Paul, accompanied by Barnabas, went to that island. And the two things I want to mention this evening, and Jeremy has hinted at these two things, is the first, it's the word of God you have to bring. You know, it's wonderful to hear how hard working Alice and Gabby have been amongst students on the island and setting up these organizations and getting alongside people. But that's not the end, is it? It's in order to bring the word of the gospel. In other words, we've got a message to tell people. Yes, we are the message, because Jesus Christ, as Alice has shared her testimony, has saved us. But we then are witnesses to those round about us. We're not just there to argue the case for Christianity. We're living witnesses to Jesus Christ. It was 15 years ago, Alice, in the Gulf of Tadjoura, I had the privilege of baptizing you. And it's just amazing to see how the Lord has worked in you since then. And you don't know how much of an encouragement hearing your testimony was to me tonight. But that same Jesus that you believed in and bore witness to then at your baptism, you are introducing the students to on the island of Cyprus. And it's something you've got to keep before you. You have a message, the word of God, Jesus Christ crucified and risen, a living, powerful Savior, not just to save from sin, but to follow and to bow the knee to as Lord. And it's the same thing we are about here as a church. Even though we've got members of the missionary committee here tonight, what we mean by that is overseas mission. But there's no difference, is there, in essence, between the mission here in Cardiff and the mission in Cyprus and the mission that we are involved in all over the world. It's the same message, the same gospel that Jesus Christ has commissioned us to take. And what I love about our church is that we are taking the gospel to different parts of the world. So that's the first thing, the word. And then, I don't know if you noticed in the reading, the number of times the Holy Spirit is mentioned. Paul and Barnabas didn't decide to become missionaries. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." We're commissioning, setting Alice apart for a work she has sensed God the Holy Spirit calling her to. And we, as an eldership and as a missionary committee, have recognised that the Lord is calling Alice to this work. There is a phrase in the Book of Common Prayer. People have noticed that I've been using the Book of Common Prayer in the midweek meeting. But there's a phrase in the parts to do not with the calling of missionaries, but with the calling of men to the ministry. But it's just as applicable to you, Alice. And it's a question which goes like this. Do you feel yourself inwardly moved of the Holy Spirit? And it was so encouraging to hear tonight how Alice wasn't just talking about her decisions, but how God had led her by his Spirit. And you know what? That's such an encouragement for what you are going to be doing. I'm speaking as if you're going to start something for the first time. You've already been doing the work. We're just recognizing that and formally setting you apart. And, you know, it's an awesome task, isn't it? It's something that we feel as ministers as well as missionaries. Who is sufficient to these things? But Jesus said in the Great Commission, lo, I am with you. I am with you by his Spirit. And you can be empowered by the Spirit. The Spirit can give you the words to speak to people. The Spirit can comfort you. And I've been asked to share as well as to how we can best support you, Alice, as a church. And Jeremy again talked about that. Well, it's not our work to begin with. It's not our church. It's the Saviour's church. And it's by his Spirit that he calls people to the ministry and the mission field. And so what we're doing, first of all, is recognizing that. And that's the basis of any support, isn't it? It is not our decision as elders to commission Alice in that sense. We're just recognizing what God is doing. And as a result of that, because we're completely dependent on the Lord, isn't the most important support prayer? I know it's a cliche, but really, that is the thing we are about, to lift you up. And I'm sure many, many of our members have been doing that over the years. I've had reports of members being touched by you and Gabby when you've come to talk in our prayer meetings. So let's continue to lift them up in prayer and thank God that he's still having his hand upon young men and women to the mission field. That's something we should never take for granted. And also, and I'm speaking here to those who are listening in as well, because we're only a small handful, if it is the Holy Spirit, I believe there's such a thing as not just prayer partners in mission work, but God by his Spirit can lay a person, a missionary, on people's hearts. And so not just support in prayer in a general way, but in a more special way, they are able to support you as one that the Lord has laid on their hearts. And financial support and encouragement comes in then, doesn't it? And with electronic communication, some of us are just learning with lockdown to use emails and Zoom and things like that. But to have that special encouragement to give financially, to send emails, just a word of encouragement, and to just to do that. Well, I've got to stop there.